Banner reads Eden Lake. Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents.
Most of us make 100 choices a day. Sometimes we know when the choice will take our lives in a new direction, like my decision to open a bakery.
Hannah drives down the main street of the town at night. She looks at a store with its lights on. She pulls over.
But sometimes we have no idea that choice will be significant.
Title, Murder, She Baked, A Peach Cobbler Mystery. She gets out of the car in front of Magnolia Blossom Bakery.
Like my decision to bake a peach cobbler, how could I have known that innocent choice would lead to disaster?
A person moves inside the bakery. Hannah enters.
Melanie? Melanie, it's Hannah. I just wanted to make sure everything was okay. You left your lights on.
She walks into the back of the bakery.
Melanie?
She walks through the kitchen.
Melanie?
She kneels by her.
Melanie, are you all right?
Melanie lies on the floor.
Melanie, you better have a very good reason for not calling you back.
Mike, she's been shot.
A man enters.
What?
He runs to Melanie and checks her neck for a pulse. He raises his right hand. He holds a gun.
Hannah, what happened here?
He looks at Hannah. Hannah holds her hand over her mouth. Text, 2 days earlier. Cars drive on the main street. A banner for Eden Lake. Text, a Peach production. Allison Sweeney. A man and woman in winter clothes pass the bakery. Text, Cameron Matheson. Melanie stands inside the bakery. She hangs a heart in the window along with other Valentine's decor.
What do you think? Should I this one?
Hannah brings more.
Can I have some tape? Look, Mrs. Norton, going in the Magnolia Blossom Bakery. She's nearsighted. Maybe she's just lost.
Maybe she's just excited that there's a new bakery in town.
Hannah gets down off of a chair.
I think it's the free coffee. Or maybe it's the buy one, get one free coupons.
An older woman comes out from the back of the bakery. Andrea gets out of a tan car. A blonde woman gets out of the car and locks it. She locks the car and looks across the street at Magnolia Blossom Bakery. She frowns for a moment, then walks into Hannah's bakery.
Andrea, you look great. How far along are you?
Almost 5 months.
Were you with the mayor and his wife this morning?
Oh, yes, last minute details.
You should see the church.
What? No, none for you.
Oh, please.
You know, you should do this professionally, and you could be a wedding planner, too, and an interior designer. Why not?
No, I love doing this wedding, but I only did it as a favor for this family. Who exactly is going to be your date for the wedding? Michael?
Well, he hasn't asked. I wouldn't be surprised if he walked right into the Magnolia Blossom Bakery and asked Melanie.
Everyone knows Mike likes you. I'm willing to bet Mike won't even set foot in the Magnolia Blossom Bakery.
What?
Melanie looks.
Well,
what?
Melanie, Hannah, and Andrea look out the window. A man comes out.
Melanie.
Interesting.
Oh.
I may have told Bill to go check out the competition.
Tell Mike that too?
A woman kisses him.
You're looking awfully cozy to me.
Oh.
Come take these cookies from Andrea before she eats all our merchandise.
A man takes cookies.
Hello, my dears. 2 Valentine's specials, please. We are on a coffee break. Douglas has been building shelves at my store all day. Turns out he's not only marvelously handsome, but marvelously handy, too, aren't you?
Marvelously wrapped around your little finger.
They kiss.
Oh, so cute.
Guess they're going steady now.
Online dating clearly works.
Oh, but I don't know how I feel about mother with him.
I know. Well, I don't think it's him. Wait. I think it's the way she acts around him.
Yeah.
No.
It's called happiness, darling.
Maybe you should give it a try. Speaking of which, I am going to try 2 blue heavens.
To match his eyes.
Oh, mother.
No. 2 blue heavens coming up.
Woman in blue suit.
You're Gloria Travis. Call me the True Beauty Cosmetics Queen. I recognize you from the instructional videos. I just started selling True Beauty Cosmetics last week.
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, Gloria Travis. I read an online profile about you in Minnesota Women magazine. Oh. I'm Dolores Swenson, and this is my wonderful new sweetheart, Douglas.
Pleasure.
It's Travis.
Mother, your cookies.
Thank you. And these are my two beautiful daughters, Hannah and Andrea.
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, and look, here is our mayor, Mayor Bascom. Please, meet Gloria Travis.
Gloria Travis. Yeah, we spoke on the phone. So you're having your company retreat here after all.
Yes. Oh. And now I'm here to order a tray of goodies to have waiting for my people when they arrive on Sunday.
I'll go get you an order from.
Thank you. She has people.
Nothing says welcome to Eden Lake like Hannah's cookies. Oh. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you my very favorite, okay?
Oh, okay.
Totally worth the calories.
Chocolate overload bars.
Chocolate's
my favorite.
Oh, Miss Travis, I was just thinking, why don't you come to my daughter's wedding on Saturday? The reception is going to be at the inn.
The food is going to be amazing.
Oh, that's so kind. I do have a lot of work to do to prepare for the retreat, but I will certainly try.
Well, you're always welcome.
Thank you. So, does anyone else have a recommendation
for something tart? Maybe one of the new lemon bars.
Everything's terrific.
Well, it was lovely chatting with you. See you at the wedding.
Okay.
Curious. Very busy today, Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there seems to be a lot of interest for the new bakery across the street.
Oh, the Magnolia Blossom. What do they have that you don't have?
Free coffee.
Special for today.
I don't know. I haven't been over.
No, we wouldn't dream of stepping over there, would we? No.
That's nonsense. I mean, how can you battle your competition if you don't know what they're selling?
Why not do it? Why not go over there and check it out?
You all can go ahead. I'll hold down the fort.
I'm staying right here because it is actually impossible to make a better cookie than this.
Thank you, Douglas.
Well, onward.
Hey.
You warm enough?
Anna.
Yes. Oh, Norman.
Hey,
Norman. Oh, good.
What is this, an invasion? I'll be your wingman.
Well, good. I'm glad you learned to drive with one arm then. Norman, what happened to your arm?
Oh, nothing. I got in a fight with some ice in the ice.
He did not. He was mentoring those boys and you got, what's it called, cross-check?
Yes.
It's not very inviting.
A lot of pink.
The group enter the Magnolia Blossom. Dolores walks up to a woman.
Hello, Linda.
Hannah. Oh, it is so, 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 so good to see you.
Hi, Mom.
I was hoping you'd take me up on the invitation to come in for a visit.
Yeah.
You know, Hannah here is my inspiration for opening a bakery of my own.
I didn't know that.
That's really sweet. Mr. Mayor. Oh, it's so good to see you. How is Sophie?
Oh, she's fine.
No. Good. Please tell her I said hello.
I will.
Mike told me how much he loved your place, but sometimes it'd be too crowded for him to find a place to sit. So I thought, okay, this town needs another bakery so people can sit. And I can give them chairs that are actually comfortable.
Hannah stares at Melanie.
I just love to show you my kitchen. Come on. Come on back.
Yeah.
I'll bring her right back, I promise.
No, I
you're gonna love it.
I'll be right back, Mother.
Mm-hmm. Toodaloo. Mm.
A tray of pies.
Here we are.
Oh, wow, those look great. Mm. Oh, you have a Hobart Legacy mixer.
Hannah touches the mixer.
I've been dreaming of saving up enough money for one of these.
Good luck. It cost a fortune. But like my sister said, if I want to have the best bakery in town, I should have the best equipment.
They look at a woman on the phone.
Wasn't Vanessa generous to finance this place? She handles the books while I handle the baking.
What? What would we do without sisters, huh?
I think Vanessa needed to start a business even more than I did. She's been so depressed since her husband died.
Hannah furrows brow.
I see. I had no idea that she had a business background.
Oh, she's always been a whiz with money. Okay. So, would you like to try any of my scrumptious goodies?
Sure. What's your signature dessert?
Her southern peach cobbler from my Georgian grandmother's recipe. She thinks Granny giving her that recipe means Granny liked her better. No, she knew you have no idea what an oven even looks like.
Whatever.
Vanessa leaves.
Pot calling the kettle black, Melanie.
Mike just loves my cobbler. He had some this morning.
I'll take a whole pan.
Well, that was interesting.
Mm. The cupcake's fine, but it's nothing special.
Agreed.
The cake's a little dry.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say as I understand this crowd, even if the coffee's free.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just the free coffee. I saw someone in there with a buy one, get two free coupon.
No way.
You're kidding. Well, I think they were all eating that cobbler, so maybe it's delicious.
Too bad you don't make a cobbler, Hannah. We could compare.
Yeah, you should make one. We could have a taste test.
Ooh, a bake-off.
Now that would be fun.
Yes.
Oh, wouldn't it, though? Huh? So what do you say?
Yeah, Hannah.
Hannah looks at them.
Yeah, sure, I'll make a cobbler. Are you all available to come back at 5 o'clock to try it?
Okay. You're the highlight of my resume.
Absolutely.
Bake-off, Judge.
You go, Mayor. Thanks, Mayor.
See ya.
Norman follows Hannah.
Well, I'll show up, but I already know yours is going to be better.
What makes you so sure?
a man of science, Hannah. It's an educated hypothesis.
Talk to you later, Norman.
Okay. No, the crust is not good for me.
It's a little bit dry in the crust on that
one. Okay, okay, so is everyone ready to vote?
Yes!
Oh, honey.
Tannins.
Lisa, you're first.
Blue.
Okay. Norman.
Blue.
Yep, I'm thinking the blue.
Mm. For better or worse, Hannah. Blue. Here.
Blue.
I gotta go too for blue.
Blue all day.
This is unanimous for the blue.
Oh, Hannah.
Ready to find out?
Ta-da!
Hannah unveils plates.
It's your crust that makes it, honey. Seriously, it's just melting your mouth.
Just delicious.
Melanie's tastes familiar to me, too.
I thought the same thing, but I can't quite place it.
You know what, Hannah? I think I better order 2 pans of the cobbler for my daughter's wedding rehearsal tomorrow.
Oh,
I gotta go.
Thanks, Mayor.
You went fair and square, honey. Proud of you.
Thank you, Mother.
And I'm gonna get to work. Guess we have some cobblers to make.
No contest.
Thanks, Norman.
Hannah stares at Norman.
Thank you for another good day.
Thank you.
Lisa stands in a kitchen with Hannah.
Hey, don't tell me I'm too late for the taste test.
You look very familiar to me. Do I know you?
Wait, hold on. You mean I'm not unforgettable and my mother misled me? Because...
My peach cobbler's up there, if you really want to try it.
That's why I'm here.
Mike picks up a plate of peach cobbler from the counter.
What's with all the jackets? Were you jacket hoarding?
Well, the heater in my truck is busted, so if I don't layer up, I freeze.
You know, there's these guys that can help you with it. They're called auto mechanics.
Yeah, well, those guys cost money, and I am a bit short on that lately, because business has been a bit slow because of the new bakery in town. Oh, that's right. You know all about that place. Saw you walking out of there this morning.
So there is such a thing as baker's envy.
There's also such a thing as customer loyalty.
Point taken.
Are you going to try the cobbler or what?
Mike takes a bite. Hannah watches his reaction.
Well?
I want you to know that I am still your very loyal customer.
What about the cobbler?
I just felt responsible to help her get set up in town. The reason that she moved to Eden Lake was because I thought how great it was to live here.
Did you also say how great it would be for her to open a bakery in town?
No, see, I thought I talked her out of that, but I guess her sister talked her back into it. But I did convince her not to sell any cookies. Although, it looks like you're going into the cobbler business.
I'm not going into the cobbler business. Wanted to know if I could.
Bake a better dessert.
Did I?
What I really wanted to talk to you about was the wedding. I volunteered to work that night so the guys that are really close to the groom could, you know, go.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, well, I'm a nice guy. And I figure I'll be done around 8 o'clock, and then I'd like to go to the reception afterwards. So I guess I'm here asking you if you would save a dance for me.
Oh. Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, dance.
He smiles at her. She shrugs and smiles.
Mike, what about the cobbler?
He gives her no reaction and walks away.
Men.
She picks up boxes and leaves the kitchen.
Oh, you know what I want to tell you? No contest with the cobbler. Yours is perfect.
Hannah looks satisfied.
Moisha, come and get it. Dinner time, kitty. Come here, Moisha.
Hannah lays on the floor and waits for her cat to come to the food bowl.
You're such a good cat. You're so reliable. Not like that Mike Kingston. Never reliable.
Her cat eats.
You think I should believe him when he says that he and Melanie are just friends?
She gets on her knees. She leans against the counter. She reaches for the peach cobbler.
Mike say that he loves this cobbler if he and Melanie were just friends.
She looks puzzled as she chews the cobbler.
Wait a minute.
She walks into a grocery store. She walks up to a freezer and takes out a box of peach cobbler.
Hannah?
Hannah looks surprised to see an older woman. She takes the peach cobbler out of her oven.
All right, well.
She takes a bite as her cat watches.
Is it? Moisha. Yep. This is it. This is Melanie's peach cobbler.
Oh, Lordy, love a duck. Are we there yet?
Yes. We're here. I get it. You've been saying that this whole time.
I would have driven myself if I knew you were going to pick me up in your frozen popsicle wagon.
So I said yes to a dance without even thinking. I don't even know how I feel about Mike. And I don't know how Mike feels about me, for that matter. I mean, he never talks to me about his wife. Can you carry that one?
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe he's just not ready to, you know, move on. Right?
Bill says Mike never talks about his wife either. I mean, he must talk to Melanie, though, because she was friends with both of them.
Oh, that's right, she was.
Maybe that's exactly what he's doing. Maybe he's talking to Melanie about his wife. You know, I think that's it. It has nothing to do with Melanie. It's to do with his wife.
Yeah. Oh, Melanie.
Andrea.
What a surprise.
I knew the wedding planner would be here. I had no idea I'd be seeing you, Hannah.
Yeah, hi.
Did you bring dessert? Yes, I did.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Andrea, Hannah, I am so sorry. My wife and I didn't communicate very well today, and...
Mayor, it's no problem. I'm happy to take this.
Oh, no, you come on in. I just forgot to tell her that I ordered from the cookie jar last night, and she forgot to mention that she bought from the magnolia blossom. So
it happens.
But I'm sure all our guests will enjoy this embarrassment as riches.
Oh, Andrea, our little wedding angel.
Oh, thank you so much.
One daughter.
Oh, and Hannah. Can't wait to see what you brought us.
Oh, well, the mayor asked me to bring 2 pans of peach cobbler.
He did?
Yes.
Yes?
I had no idea the cookie jar carried cobbler.
Yeah, well, we don't normally.
Of course you don't. Peach cobbler is a southern dish.
Well, what does that mean?
If you don't have a genuine southern recipe like my grandmother's, well... You could embarrass yourself.
I think you should be embarrassed.
What does that mean? You're just a decorator.
Okay, no, Andrea, we're not engaging.
Andrea? Hannah says she knows for a fact that you sell frozen pre-made peach cobbler. And no wonder your kitchen looks so unused. You don't even know how to bake!
Andrea, she didn't mean that.
Andrea walks away.
Hannah, are you telling people that I don't know how to bake? I was just having a private conversation with my sister.
I am so sorry. I'm just gonna... I'll be over here.
That's a good idea. You do that, and I'll just get my stuff, and we'll go.
No,
how about that? That's a good idea.
If the mayor wants to bring yours, and they don't need mine tonight, so I'll just pack this up. And...
Please, come on.
No, it's fine, because I'll bake a new one for you. For the wedding reception, I'll bake 3. And I'll bring them, and everyone will know that I do bake. And then I am a real... baker.
Melanie leaves with her arms full of peach cobbler. Hannah looks furious. A banner reads Eden Lake. Exterior of Hannah's bakery. She turns the sign to show sorry, we're closed.
Lisa, why don't you go home? You gotta get ready for the wedding.
You don't have to tell me twice. See you later.
Mother, what about you? Don't you have to get ready for the wedding?
Oh, yes, we do. We've just been so entertained watching what's going on across the street.
Why? What's happening?
The twins are running around in blind panic.
I dropped a bag of flour on the sidewalk.
What, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just brought in another one.
Well, if they haven't even started yet, they're going to miss the ceremony.
Especially if they've got to clean themselves up.
It will be interesting to see what they bring to the wedding.
Well, they either one of them knows what they're doing over there.
See you at the church, honey.
Yeah, see you there.
Her mother and Douglas leave her bakery. She sighs and clears the table. Hannah looks startled as she sees Melanie knocking on the window.
Oh my God.
house.
She opens the door.
Melanie!
Hannah, I need you to come over to the Magnolia Blossom. It's an emergency. A baking emergency, please. Will you look at my crest? Why is it doing this? I'm following the directions exactly.
Well, crust can be tricky.
No, crust is evil. I've been at this for hours trying to make beach cobbler from scratch to prove that I can do it.
Vanessa's been useless.
You were right about me. I don't know how to bake a thing.
Well, I admit I've been a jealous jerk to you. But I can't bring this mess of a cobbler to the wedding. It'll kill this bakery. Vanessa will be furious. Since we need to stay open at least 3 or 4 months.
But if you help me with this, I promise you, I'll shut the whole place down by Easter. You'll be the only bakery in town again. Will you help me, please? Please?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I will help you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be all right. But I don't want to help you just so that you close down. If I can't compete and keep my business thriving, that's on me, not you.
Oh, I'm going to shut down. Pretending to bake is way too much work.
Melanie stands across from Hannah.
Right. Well, first thing we need to do is get your hair out of the way. Okay. Can you put it up? I'll put it up.
Hannah walks behind Melanie.
Okay, we're going to put your hair up. And let's choose a different topping. You know, crust is tough. So let's do like a crumble or
no,
something like
that.
No,
it has to be a crust. So it matches the cobbler that we sell here.
Sure, of course.
Do you have cold butter?
Okay. Okay.
Hannah goes inside a refrigerator.
I'm off to the airport.
You mean abandoning me in my hour of need?
The estate works lawyer said it's urgent. Neil's wretched niece is trying to...
Hello, Vanessa.
Hannah?
Hannah looks befuddled.
Melanie, I told you to take off that dress until you finish the cobbler. It's couture and you're ruining it.
I put on an apron.
And you wonder why Granny said I got all the brains.
And how come I'm the one who went to college?
Vanessa leaves the room.
I just love driving her crazy.
Do you have any clean bowls? Okay, so you just have to... Why don't you do it at the same time?
Okay.
You weave the lattice together, right? Over and then under. Yeah, exactly.
Now I get why Mike is interested in you. He's crazy for sweets. The first time I ever saw him, he was in the dining hall near my dorm. He had a tray stacked with 5 brownies. Oh, I had the biggest crush on him.
I thought you were friends with his wife.
Well, we were all 3 friends. But I was the one who liked Mike first. The one he went out with first.
You and Mike, you dated? You gotta just, now weave the lattice the other way.
Sort of, kinda. Till I figured out he was crushing on Lydia. You know, Mike is guarded that way. He doesn't show his feelings at first. But when he finally falls, oh, I'd give anything to be loved the way he loved Lydia.
Melanie stares at Hannah.
You look like you're doing great. And I have to get ready for the wedding.
Oh.
So I'm gonna go, and all you have to do is brush the egg wash on, and then you just sprinkle some sugar on top, and bake it at 350. We have the oven preheating.
Okay,
here's your towel.
Oh, yeah, but how long do I leave it in for?
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Exterior of Hannah's house.
How am I supposed to compete with a ghost?
She looks at herself in a bathroom mirror.
He loved his wife like crazy.
Hannah parks her car and gets out.
Okay.
She hustles away.
Hi, Hannah. It's okay, they're running late.
Oh, great. Thanks, Douglas.
You bet.
Douglas puts a jacket into his car.
Okay, don't
stop. I'm so sorry. Oh. I didn't mean to.
Okay, I got that. All right,
okay. Okay.
Yep.
Good luck.
Ready?
Good
vehicle.
Sit down.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't miss it.
Wow, Andrea looks beautiful. You did such a great job.
Where's Douglas? Here.
I saw him in the parking lot, Mother.
Yeah.
He went back to get the bird seed packets. Rice is so not done anymore. It's bad for the birds.
Is he?
The wedding guests stand.
Congratulations.
Douglas comes in and kisses Dolores.
Oh, look.
The bride smiles as she walks down the aisle with her father.
Hey, Mom.
Dolores turns to Hannah.
Can't you just picture Norman standing up there waiting for you?
Don't even think about it.
Where is Norman anyway?
Ta-da! Look, isn't it gorgeous?
Absolutely.
Look at the room.
Yeah.
It's a fairy tale. And you're my prince.
Gloria's here.
Honey, I am so glad you could make it.
Come join our table.
Thank you. So glad you did.
It was almost eerie driving through town tonight. No cars anywhere.
It's because everybody's here.
Oh, it's magical.
You remember Gloria?
Yeah, of course.
Hello again.
Yeah. Everything looks so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Andrea really outdid herself.
Yeah, she worked hard.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of both my girls, Hannah. The way you both try and keep people happy.
Thank you, Mother.
My happiness always makes me cry.
Gloria looks short of breath.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, fine. Thank you.
She just needs a drink.
Yes. We all need more champagne,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Anne, come here. Can you please take this back? Just be careful that comes off.
Thank you.
Andrea, you're still working?
Oh, never ends. Hold on one second. Excuse me. Thank you. Here we go. Thank you.
What's happening?
Oh, my dessert table is finally going to be balanced.
Beautiful.
I left room for Melanie's cobblers and she never even showed.
Oh, maybe her cobblers didn't turn out after all. You know, Mike didn't come.
He was working. I mean, who knows what could have happened. Why don't you just get Bill to find out?
I'm going to check up on Mike, Andrea.
Well, all I'm saying is there's still time. He may still show.
Excuse me. No, miss?
Hi.
Hi. Husband, remember me? We finished working. We're going to have some fun.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. She'll take that.
For you.
Here we go.
Enjoy.
All right.
Andrea follows her husband away.
Honestly, it might be sure.
Hannah sets down the wine glass that Andrea handed her. She smiles as she watches people dance. She sees Norman and they smile at each other.
Hi, Norman.
Hi. Wow, Hannah, you look gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. I am glad to see you. I noticed that you weren't at the wedding.
You notice that?
Yes, I did. And I am noticing right now that you're not dancing. And I noticed that I'm not dancing.
He holds out his hand and she takes it.
Shall we?
I would love to.
She bumps into him.
I'm so sorry.
I'm kidding. It's fine.
You're kidding?
I'm fine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The guests applaud.
Wait a minute. One more song.
Okay. Is this okay?
Yes, works.
Hannah and Norman dance.
Face the things I can. Break the ice around your heart. Don't ever be afraid. You know it's not too late for you to take another chance on life. I wanna roll the dice and start over. You still have.
Other couples dance together.
You still have time.
Hey, sorry. Yeah, you got it.
So, now tell me again why you're leaving with all the cake leftovers.
The Baskins asked me to store their stuff in my walk-in until they can figure out what to do with it all. Here, you want to give it to me?
Yeah. Are you sure? Okay.
I've got it.
I'll meet you there. Okay. So, I will meet you there, and I'll help you unload.
Oh, I'm so glad you're going to help me.
I promise. I will.
Thank you. Oh, Norman.
Yeah.
You're a very good dancer.
Well, thank you very much, my dear. I think we're great together, is what it is. I'll see you there.
All right.
Hannah carries food to a freezer. Hannah drives on the main street in town. She stops and parks. She opens her door.
Magnolia Blossom Bakery. We're closed at the moment, but leave us a message and let us know how we can make your day.
Melanie, it's Hannah Swenson. I'm in front of the Magnolia Blossom, and, well, you've left all your lights on, so I'm sort of concerned that maybe you left the door unlocked or something. I thought I would check, and I'll let you know.
Hannah opens the door of Magnolia Blossom and goes in.
Melanie, it's Hannah. I just wanted to make sure everything was okay. You left your lights on.
She moves towards the back of the bakery.
Melanie.
She sees Melanie collapsed on the floor.
Melanie.
She sees a bullet hole in her back.
Melanie, you better have a very good reason for not calling me back.
Mike! Mike, it's...
Hannah, what?
Melanie, she's been shot.
Mike checks Melanie's pulse. He draws a gun.
Hannah, what happened here?
I don't know. I just walked in right before you.
Okay. Stay right here. Did you hear anything or see anything when you came in here?
No.
Did you touch anything? Anything at all?
No. Nothing.
Okay, Hannah. Don't touch anything and don't move.
Hannah sees pies in an oven.
This is Kingston. Is this Shepard? Okay, I know we're stretched thin tonight, but I need you to call Todd and Reynolds and get them back on duty right now. I have what looks like a homicide. A 187 adult female. At the Magnolia Bakery on Main Street, send the coroner and a squad car. Yes, right away.
She looks at Peach Cobbler on the floor.
Are you okay?
No. Are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not even close. I need you to wait out front, okay, until I secure the area, please. Okay? I'll need to ask you some questions, so stay out.
They see a shell on the floor.
Stay out front, please.
Mike, I know she was your friend. I'm sorry.
Wait out front for me.
She looks at Mike with concern as she leaves. She walks through the front of the bakery.
Hey, Hannah!
Norman moves towards her.
You do realize that you're at the wrong bakery, right?
What's up? You okay?
Melanie Quinn is dead. I just found her murdered.
What?
He looks at her in surprise.
There were two cobblers burnt in the oven and one was on the floor, so she must have been just taking her cobblers out of the oven when someone shot her.
Okay, so you called the police?
No, I didn't call the police. Mike just walked in right behind me. He must have had plans with Melanie, I guess.
Yeah, forensics team on the way. Rhodes, what are you doing here?
I told Hannah I'd meet her at the cookie jar. What's going on?
Then why are neither of you at the cookie jar? I mean, Hannah, well, what were you even doing in Melanie's kitchen to begin with?
Well, all the lights were on. I just thought I'd be a good neighbor and go and check, make sure everything was all right.
Okay, did you see anybody walking nearby? Anybody walking away from the bakery?
No, it's all quiet. I mean, there's no one here.
All right, look, I need you to go home, and I'll get your official statement tomorrow, all right? Guys, hold on. Nobody goes in there.
Okay.
This is a live crime scene. I need the coroner to step foot in there first, okay? Do you understand? Set up the perimeter.
My cake is still in the
trunk. Don't worry about that. I'll help you get it, and I'll drive you home, okay?
I should call my mother.
Okay, one thing at a time. Let's just get you inside.
Mike goes back inside as Norman and Hannah leave.
Well, I'm off to bed. But I have to thank you for getting me out on the dance floor. I haven't danced like that in ages.
We showed the kids how it's done, didn't we?
Listen, man, I'm off the clock, so if you think I'm gonna...
I'm trying to pick up my order first thing.
Whoa. Say that again? What? Where? Hannah did? Again?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
I'll be right there. Can you two make sure that Andrea gets home?
Oh, but wait, you just said Hannah's name.
Yeah.
What'd she do?
She found a body, probable homicide. Just make sure she gets home.
Again? That's awful. Oh, my daughter.
Hannah! Freezer! Oh, Hannah.
Andrea runs back to Hannah's freezer.
Brace yourself.
What?
Hannah, are you here?
Oh, no.
Hannah!
Did she think...
Hannah, where are you? Hannah! Oh, Hannah. Another dead body.
Right across the street. What a shock it was to drive up and see all those police cars.
Oh, honey.
You must feel positively cursed.
Mother, well, I haven't thought about it like that, but thank you, Mother.
Well, I didn't mean that literally. Although, You don't think she really is cursed, do you?
No. No.
Douglas, where are you going?
I'm just going to look out the front window, see what's going on over there.
Isn't that just a tad morbid?
I'm a little curious, too. We just have to make sure you're okay.
Well, I feel like I keep going into the wrong place at the wrong time. Is that what it feels like to be cursed?
We'll take you home.
No, Mother, it's all right. Norman offered to take me home.
Well, aren't you Mr. Wonderful? I'm
bringing the body out now.
Oh, I hope that Vanessa's not out there watching.
Vanessa?
Well, you found Melanie, right? I mean, she never showed at the reception.
Yeah.
But I thought it was...
No, it was Melanie. She's gone. And Vanessa had to go out of town, so I don't know if she even knows about it yet.
Melanie's dead, then. Well, I just feel terrible the way we just sat there today, just watching and laughing at them.
Douglas stands by Dolores.
We'll see what's going on now.
No, Douglas, you just stay here. There is safety in numbers. Besides, Hannah's exhausted. She just wants to lock up, don't you, honey?
I do, yes, Mother.
We'll all go out together.
She hugs Douglas.
Look, I don't know what else to tell you. I was following my instincts.
I need to know that this department has not lost its objectivity.
Given the circumstances, I did not feel the need to search for a weapon.
It was just a small error in judgment.
Well,
the
fact is, you failed to follow procedure in the investigation of a murder, correct?
I suppose that is true. Yes,
yes.
I did.
By the book, from now on. Is it clear?
Crystal clear.
Got it.
Sir.
Good. Dealing with a homicide, not a lost puppy. Most importantly, need to maintain the objectivity of this department. That's our job. And gentlemen, I'll be watching. Andrew?
See you.
I'm on my cell if you need me.
Andrea walks through a police station.
Hey, honey.
Hey. Why exactly is Sheriff Grant going to be watching you?
She looks at her husband and he sighs. Hannah carries dishes into her kitchen. She dries her hands.
Rough morning.
Mike.
You here to take my statement?
Somebody else will take care of that.
What are you here for, then? To apologize for standing me up last night?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean for that to happen. I got stuck on a call. A drunk and disorderly.
Oh. Because, I had sort of thought that you had plans with Melanie.
No. I just drove by. I saw her lights. I called just like you did. She didn't call me back. Look, never mind. That's not why I'm here right now.
Then why?
To tell you that we have a suspect in Melanie's murder.
Oh. Well, that's good news, isn't it? Who is it?
Hannah.
Hannah glares at Mike.
It's you.
Swenson, Swensen.
Hey, Joanne, I got it from here. It's cool, thanks. Thank you.
You don't really think I killed Melanie, do you?
This is not about what I think or what I believe. This is about evidence. And right now, the little we have points at you, at least until I can rule you out as the owner of those prints that we found along the crime scene.
What evidence do you have on me?
The mayor told us that you had a problem with Melanie at the wedding rehearsal.
I didn't have a problem with Melanie. Andrea said one thing to her, and it was only because she was trying to defend
her. You were also her main competition in town. It would probably benefit the most if she was gone, so that gives you a motive.
But I don't have a motive. Melanie told me herself that she was going to be closing her bakery soon.
When did she tell you that?
Yesterday. She told me when...
Mike looks at her in surprise.
Those fingerprints all over the crime scene are mine.
Wait, you said you didn't touch anything last night.
I didn't touch anything last night. But yesterday afternoon, Melanie came over and she asked me to help her make those cobblers.
Okay. Come back around here, please. We're not done. You should have told me. You should have told me if you were in that kitchen. I should have searched you for a weapon. I mean, a walk-in, you're standing over a dead body. I don't even search you. No wonder the chief thinks that I've lost my objectivity.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would I be standing over a dead body with a gun at 10 o'clock when she was killed at 5?
You know the time of death? Before we've released that information, you are not helping yourself here.
I left her a little after 4. It would have taken another 10 minutes to get those cobblers ready for the oven. They take 40 minutes to bake. And from what I saw, she was killed when she was taking them out of the oven. So, yeah, 5 o'clock.
The coroner wasn't even that exact. He said between 5 and 5:30.
Well, he's not a baker.
Hmm.
But this is good news, right? I mean, it clears me. I have an alibi. I was at the wedding.
Bill was at the wedding, too. He said it started about 15 minutes later, around 5:15, and you got there just in time to see them walking down the aisle.
That means I don't have an alibi.
Dolores crosses a street and sees Hannah.
Hannah!
Mother!
Oh, honey, I just had lunch with Gloria, and she said the most wonderful things about you.
What?
Mother, I'm in trouble.
Hannah. They hug.
You're saying that the police have you as their top suspect in Melanie's murder?
I didn't want to believe it either, but Bill said it's true, so...
That's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is my fingerprints are all over the crime scene. Yes, you were just helping Melanie.
She may get punished for doing a good deed.
Yeah, I'm just worried that if the police spend all their time focused on me, they're not gonna find out who really did this, unless...
Unless we figure out who did it ourselves. Right?
Right. See? I knew you'd rise to her defense.
No, I'll do everything I can to... Clear your name.
Of course you will. Honey, Douglas and I will do the same thing, won't we?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have to find out who has an alibi for 5 p.m. on Saturday and who doesn't. Know that everyone who knew Melanie was at that wedding, but maybe some of them were late, like me.
I can check the guest book. I had the groom's cousin standing there the entire time to make sure everyone signed in.
Oh, great. Well, then you can see if anyone signed in after Hannah.
I think we should also check out Vanessa.
Ooh, hold on. I mean, I can understand getting annoyed with your sister, but I'm just saying. But Vanessa loved Melanie. I mean, enough to invest in her bakery.
I still think we should check her out. She said she had a flight to catch. She left the bakery around 4 o'clock.
Well, we could go to the airport tomorrow morning.
Sure. Ask around, see if anyone saw her there.
You know who else we should check out is people that were not at the wedding, but present at the reception. Except for me, of course.
That's right. You weren't there.
No, I wasn't. You okay with that?
Yeah, everything looks delicious, honey.
My point is, I don't have an alibi.
Well, you also hardly knew Melanie. And you... Oh, thank you, Norman. You definitely didn't have a motive.
No, one could make the argument that she ran a competing business and I did it to help you.
That's just silly. Norman, a killer.
Exactly, right?
Oh, Moisha. I'm gonna check out Melanie Quinn, what do you say?
Hannah sits down at her laptop with her cat. She searches Melanie's name.
My wonderful friend. I don't think that's going to help me. Oh, she had a fancy business page. My wonderful friend.
Hannah sleeps on a couch next to her laptop. She wakes up. She walks to the door wrapped in a blanket.
Bill.
Hannah. This is a search warrant. Sorry, we have to come in and search the place.
Yeah, of course. Come on in, Beth.
Hey, I'm in, Morris.
Bill lets two investigators go into her house.
If you're looking for Mike, he's supervising the search of the cookie jar.
Hannah looks despondent as she closes the door. Hannah drives her car. She sees police next to her bakery. She waves to people as she walks up to it.
Hannah, stop. Take this.
What?
$67 is all I have. You'll think I'm being dramatic, but it's enough to get you to Canada if you make a run for it.
Why would I run for it?
Hannah walks past Lisa and looks in the bakery window. She goes inside.
Hey, Mike.
Mike holds up a gun.
I think you better call a lawyer, Hannah.
Oh.
She looks shocked.
Sorry, we're closed.
Lisa puts the closed sign up.
People just don't know what to think, us being closed on a Monday.
I'm just furious that Bill didn't warn us that the sheriff was getting that search warrant. Hannah, your sister is a terrible spy.
Well, I'm just glad they found the gun, and I hope it turns out to be the murder weapon.
Hannah, they found the gun here.
That doesn't look good.
Mm-mm.
I have a lawyer friend who could recommend you to an excellent criminal attorney.
Ooh, ooh. See, now Norman would tell you to get a lawyer, too.
I haven't done anything wrong. I don't need a lawyer.
But someone planted that gun here to make it look like you're guilty.
Well, it'll be obvious to the police, too.
I wouldn't give Sheriff Grant that much credit. I know his mother.
I think it's obvious that we need to find out who really killed Melanie.
No, you just said that we've hit a dead end with that.
Yeah, right. All the people who knew Melanie but who weren't at the wedding, I mean, their alibis all check out.
I haven't checked out Gloria Travis yet.
My true beauty cosmetics queen? She doesn't even live here.
She's the only person who was at the reception, who wasn't at the ceremony. And am I the only one who thought it was odd that she dressed more for a business meeting than she did for a party?
I think it's a real possibility.
No. Gloria is a lovely person.
And how could she possibly know Melanie? Cookies, please.
Cookies. I don't think she did.
Admittedly, I haven't made that connection yet. And I was up all night on the internet looking for something in Melanie's background, something that would give me a clue as to why someone would want to kill her. And I just did hit a dead end.
Douglas walks over to Hannah.
Please let me help you find an attorney.
Two? Maybe three?
Your mom's worried sick. And I...
You love her?
Yeah, I do. She's an amazing woman.
Lisa, what's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost.
What?
Oh, Vanessa's back.
Andrea told me that Bill told her that the police had to pick Vanessa up at the airport so she could identify her dead sister's body.
It's just so heart-wrenching. I guess I didn't see her hair. Maybe it's the coat she's wearing. I'm sure I've seen Melanie wear that coat before. I really did think I'd seen a ghost.
No, you're right. Melanie used to borrow her sister's clothes, and she was wearing Vanessa's dress the night of the wedding. I asked her to put her hair up. Maybe that's why we've hit a dead end. Maybe Melanie wasn't the killer's intended victim.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe the killer meant to kill Vanessa and shot Melanie by accident.
Dolores' jaw drops.
You could be right.
Hannah looks out the window at Vanessa.
Maybe Vanessa's the key to this whole thing.
She goes outside to her car.
Mike, what are you doing here?
Well, you must be seeing things because I'm not really here.
Well, I guess I'm seeing and hearing things.
Exactly, because if I was actually here, then I would be disobeying a direct order to stay away from you.
Well, I would hate for you to get in trouble because of me.
She walks away from Mike.
But since you aren't here, why don't you tell me if the gun you found is the one that was used to kill Melanie?
No, I cannot tell you that because I'm not really here. And I definitely can't tell you that even if ballistics did confirm that it is the same gun, that I made the argument that probably 50 people walked through your bakery in the last 24 hours, and any one of those people could have put the gun in that jar.
Yeah, I had 100 customers yesterday. I sold out of everything, even the gluten-free stuff.
And I'm also not here telling you that the chief is chomping at the bit to make an arrest on this, okay? And I can give them all the arguments in the world why you are not the person we're looking for, but I just would feel a lot better if you got yourself a lawyer, okay? So please make a phone call.
I don't need a lawyer.
Just
I haven't done anything wrong.
Call somebody. Please.
What happened to your objectivity, detective, and following the evidence? What makes you so sure it wasn't me?
Because I trust my instincts.
They stare at each other.
Of course, I'm not 100% sure I could find you in all those jackets.
The heater in my truck is broken, remember?
Yeah, well, you might want to,
Mike holds up the wrench.
Give that one more try, just in case.
She looks puzzled as he walks away. She looks at him as she gets in her car. She starts it up. She smiles. Andrea stands in front of Hannah's bakery as Hannah drives up.
want to go for a ride in my now warm popsicle wagon?
I am craving a strawberry flip cookie, and I cannot think of anything else until I get one.
Hannah looks over at the magnolia blossom.
If I get you a cookie, will you do something for me?
You want to buy my what?
Your mixer? You have a legacy mixer in the kitchen, and I'd like to make an offer. I thought it might help. Melanie had said that you were losing money on this business.
We weren't losing money.
Maybe this isn't the best time.
It's as good a time as any. I do plan to sell this place and everything in it. If I had my way, I'd never have to look at it again.
I guess I just want to say I'm sorry for your loss. I can't imagine what it's like to lose a sister, especially so soon after having lost your husband, Neil.
Ryder. And yes, it was hard losing him. But nothing like, wish we'd never set foot in this town. But no, Melanie just had to try to drum up some kind of romance with Mike. I told her she was crazy. They only dated a few weeks in college. It just wasn't that into her. He was into Lydia. Of course, now that he's all alone, I can see how it would be nice to snuggle up to him at night.
You're into Mike?
Maybe I would be if he wasn't interested in her. He told me how upset he is that you're a suspect in what happened to my sister.
He told you about that?
Yeah.
Vanessa nods at Hannah.
I told him I doubted you're nearly complicated enough to murder someone.
Vanessa glares at her and walks off. Hannah looks befuddled.
Not complicated enough. I think I'm plenty complicated.
You can't hear yourself, right?
Andrea walks over to Hannah.
Okay. Neil Ryder, president of Tectine Industries.
That was Vanessa's husband?
Board of directors for the Minneapolis Children's Hospital. Board of directors for the Carrington Museum.
There's like 100 charities on there.
Not just charities. Look at that. True Beauty Cosmetics.
That means that Gloria
and Neil work together. All right, we need to find out more about Gloria and Neil's relationship. Maybe you and I could take it.
She and Andrea look at each other.
I'll just go by myself.
You're not going by yourself. I'll tell Mother.
That's cold.
Well, it's for your own good.
Okay.
Good.
Fine.
Fine. Okay, wait, Hannah. Who are you going to take then?
Hannah puts her phone to her ear.
Norman, it's Hannah.
Oh.
I wondered if you would take a drive with me into Minneapolis.
Baker than a one-armed bandit.
Hannah pulls her car up to a curb in front of a building. Norman gets out.
Yeah, 1035, this is it.
Yeah, True Beauty Cosmetics and Tectine Industries are both in this building.
Well, I would explain why Gloria knows Neil Ryder then, right?
Well, they're both CEOs of major corporations. I think there's more to it than that.
Is that your secret weapon?
Yeah, German chocolate cake cookies. They work every time.
She and Norman enter the building.
Watch and learn, Dr. Rhodes.
She hands Norman her coat and goes up to her receptionist.
Hello. How can I help you?
I am interested in selling True Beauty Cosmetics.
I'm sorry, our sales liaison has avoided an executive retreat today.
Well, maybe I could just learn a little history on the company in the meantime.
Then you'd want to talk to our public relations manager, but she's at the retreat too.
Look, I'm actually really interested in learning about one member of the board of directors, a man named Neil Ryder. Is there someone here who might have known him?
Our human resources manager might know, but she's...
at the retreat, too. How about a cookie? I, baked them myself. German chocolate cake cookies. Pretty good.
Thanks. But I don't eat carbs or sugar or dairy.
Okay.
She stares at the receptionist as she goes back towards Norman.
What happened? So did you strike out?
Let's just go to Tectine.
They walk back up the hallway. Hannah goes into the Tectine office.
Roberta?
Hi. Oh,
hi. I'm Hannah. I wondered if you might be able to help me out.
I sure will try.
Thank you. I'm writing this article about your former president, Neil Ryder, and I thought maybe you could provide me with some information.
I could tell you the dates he was president, things like that.
Well, it's actually a human interest story, so I was looking for more information about all the good works that he did. He was on the board of so many
charities, I'm sure you know, and other companies like True Beauty Cosmetics.
I'm pretty sure I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
I totally understand. Listen, if you'd like, straight from my bakery, I have the best German chocolate cake cookies you will ever try.
Are they made with eggs? Because I'm allergic to eggs.
Oh, well, next time, I'll get you, okay?
Okay.
She sighs as she leaves the office.
So, anything?
I don't understand the city, I swear. Nobody here is interested in gossiping or cookies or anything.
Let me try something.
Norman walks through the TechDyne office.
Oops.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
He smiles at a female employee.
Excuse me.
Hey, hi. Sorry to bother you. My name's Dr. Norman Rhodes. I wonder if you can help me out. I have a set of x-rays that I'm trying to get to Gloria Travis.
I think you're in the wrong place, doctor. Gloria Travis is with True Beauty Cosmetics. That's 5 floors up. Excuse me.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if you...
Are you all right?
Ow.
What happened?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Old pocky injury.
Oh, right.
That's what I get for playing with people younger and faster than me, right? Sorry, right, so yeah, I don't know what to do here. I was given instructions to drop these records off here.
I wish I could help you.
Apparently it has something to do with the lawsuit that she initiated a few months ago. I have no idea why she wants these records dropped off here and not in her own office. Who knows, right?
Well, I might know.
Hannah looks around outside the office as she carries a box of cookies. She sees Norman and the woman talking.
Who are you?
Barbara's boss.
Norma leaves the office.
What? What'd you find out?
Okay, so Gloria Travis was unofficially engaged to be married to Neil Ryder. And she wasn't very happy when she found out that he had eloped with someone else. Guess who?
Vanessa?
Yes.
You know what that is?
Yeah, it's a pretty good motive for murder, I'd
and
say.
You found it? Oh, Norman!
Hannah kisses Norman. They kiss again.
I think she's still watching us.
Oh, we're in trouble.
I had no idea you were so good at clandestine mission.
Well, I did dress up as James Bond 6 years in a row for Halloween when I was a kid.
So you're gonna quit being a dentist and join the FBI?
Yeah, I'm gonna trade in my dental forceps for a 40 caliber Glock. Hey, hold up. I had so much fun spending time with you today.
Well, it's been the best part of a very terrible week.
Be my date on Valentine's Day.
He touches her hair.
I might be in jail on Valentine's Day. Seriously, this doesn't work out.
Bad time to ask?
Maybe more of a bad time to answer.
He nods.
Okay. I'm not worried.
Yes, Mother. 10 minutes exactly. Okay.
Hannah hangs up her phone and kneels by her cat.
Yes, I know. Mike does make my heart race. But so does Norman. What should I do?
The cat scratches itself.
I'm not the least surprised that Norman came through for you. I knew from the moment I met him that Norman is the kind of man who would be there for you through thick and thin, Hannah. Just like I feel about Douglas. Oh, he's a keeper.
I'm glad, Mother.
As a matter of fact, we did a little key exchange. That means that I give him a key to my place and he gave me a key to his.
I know what it means.
He made mine on a little heart key with bling. Isn't that just the sweetest thing?
I'm pretty sure I did not need to know that story, Mother.
Fine. Back to Norman and the cosmetics queen, then. Personally, I don't see how Gloria Travis could have murdered Melanie. Gloria is much too classy.
Oh, isn't that her?
They see Gloria across the street.
Yeah.
Whoa. They see a police car.
They were already coming for her.
Pull over.
Whoa, Gloria Travis, we need you to come to the station with us right now.
We got some questions about the night of February 6th and you being at the Magnolia Bakery. Would you please get in the car?
I only went down there to talk to Vanessa. She left me a message telling me to meet her there. I never touched
her. Well, what do you know? I actually beat Hannah Swenson into questioning a suspect. You can hop back into your nice warm toasted car,
okay? Wait, so you're just questioning her? You're not arresting her?
Well, the gun was registered to Miss Gloria Travis.
The gun was Gloria's?
Wait, you found my gun? The one I left in Neil's safe?
You left it.
Get in the car, please.
I just want to ask you one thing.
No.
Gloria, can I just ask you one question, please?
I got this. I really do.
One more question.
I got it.
Mother, in the car.
Wait,
Hannah, come on. Put your seatbelt on.
Hannah and Dolores get back into her car.
Bill, hey.
Hey, yeah, Mike said you might be stopping by to talk to Gloria.
Yeah, I just have one question.
He also said to tell you that is not going to happen.
Bill, I just want to talk to her, okay?
We took her down to lock up, and we're just waiting for the judge to sign the warrant. The thing is, sir, is that I'm just worried that maybe we're jumping the gun here a little bit.
Really? You serious?
Well, Mike, Travis is our perp. She owned the gun.
No. Mike said to make sure you go home.
Yeah, but I... Listen, please.
Yeah, listen, Mike, for the last time, the case is closed.
That all makes perfect sense. It really does. The thing that I'm curious about is why...
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. My sister-in-law is a
Mike,
little...
Mike, I really want
to... What seems to be the problem, Miss Swenson?
It's just that you've arrested the wrong person. Gloria Travis did not murder Melanie.
Hannah glares at Mike.
This is an investigation, okay? An open investigation, and you are interrupting, not to mention getting Bill and me in a lot of trouble here, so...
I'm so sorry. I really am sorry about that, but I believe Gloria. If she's telling the truth, and she left that gun in Neil's safe, then the person who had custody of that gun after Neil died is Vanessa. I know you don't want to hear this, but there was something sketchy going on in that bakery. I'm telling you, Melanie was giving away free stuff and telling people that she was operating at a loss. And then Vanessa said that she was making money on the business. So what if Vanessa had something going on, you know, a scam, like a money laundering scam, and Melanie found
You're
out?
You're not trying to point the finger at Vanessa. Don't do it. No.
Well, I know, okay? I know Vanessa was at the airport, and she has a very
right.
tight alibi.
So stop.
I get it.
Stop. Here you go. Here's your purse. You go home.
Okay, fine.
Hannah.
No, it's fine.
Hold on.
Hannah walks away from Mike.
Look, just stop. Please. I am sorry. I know you are just trying to help. I know you are. I just want this case to be over with because it's really starting to get to me, all right? And the truth is, being forced to stay away from you is like 100 times harder for me than I thought it was going to be. I want this to be over so that we can just go out and get a sandwich and have a real conversation. That's what I want. And I promise Gloria will not go to jail if I can rule her out, but until then...
You have to keep her distance.
Hannah looks out the window at Magnolia Blossom Bakery.
I'm gonna go across the street real quick. I think Vanessa's up to something.
Okay, well, if you're going there, I'll come with you.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. It'll just put her on guard. You guys can watch from the window if you want, and I'll call you if I get in any trouble.
Hannah looks around the Magnolia Blossom.
Vanessa?
Vanessa walks out from the back.
If you're here to talk kitchen equipment, I'll give you everything in here for $1,000.
$1,000? It's worth 3-4 times that.
I don't care. I just want to be done with this place. I plan to be out of here by morning and never look back.
Is that what you did after your husband died? Sold everything?
I don't want to talk about my husband. I just want to know if you're going to take this equipment off my hands.
Yeah, I'd be crazy not to.
Good.
Vanessa walks away.
Send a check to my lawyer in Minneapolis.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll text you his address. He'll get a delivery company to haul everything over to you.
You know, I'd be happy to arrange for all that if you want to leave me your keys.
No, I do not want to do that. All I want to do is throw these useless memories into the dumpster and finish packing. You don't mind getting the back door for me?
No, I don't mind. Do you need help with that?
No, I'd rather do it.
Vanessa carries a box away. Hannah opens a door for her.
There you go. Could you get that lid for me, too?
Yeah, got sure.
Lid. Yeah.
You all right?
Thanks, yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Vanessa tosses the box in the dumpster.
Feels good to get rid of that bad rubbish.
I'm sure. I'm gonna head back this way. Good night.
I'll tell my lawyer to look for your check.
Yeah, thanks.
Vanessa goes back inside. Hannah stands next to the dumpster and dials her phone. Norman answers his phone.
Hey, Hannah. Are you okay? Wait. You want me to meet you where?
What'd you say?
Okay. On my way.
Where are you going?
Norman rushes out. Norman sees Hannah in the alley.
Did she come in? Did you hear that?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
She climbs onto the dumpster.
Oh, Hannah! Wait. What are you doing?
Wouldn't be the first time I've had to look through a dumpster for evidence.
I'll do it.
How?
She raises her eyebrows at Norman.
Why don't you just give me an arm?
Please be careful.
Just the one that you have.
Here, put your foot here.
Okay.
Use my leg.
Thank you.
Whoa.
He helps her climb up.
Careful. Whoa, you okay?
Yeah.
You're nuts. Hey, listen, I was thinking now that Gloria's been arrested and you probably won't be spending Valentine's Day in jail. I want you to have dinner with me. Not that place just outside the city that overlooks the river with the dance floor that glows. You and I dance really well together. I want you to be my Valentine. But only if you want it to. I don't want to be your second choice. I won't.
He looks down at her in the dumpster.
Oh, is that Douglas?
Hannah and Norman and Andrea look at a photo.
That's Douglas. He's friends with Vanessa?
Read the back.
Robert Peters and me. What does that mean?
It means that Douglas isn't Douglas.
That's terrible. How are you going to tell Mother?
Hannah and Andrea look at each other.
She's here.
Lisa carries cookies.
Lisa, will you please finish the order for the dairy for me?
Sure, you know I love ordering. Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
So, what was so important that it couldn't wait?
Where's Douglas?
Well, you told me not to bring him. He had a breakfast meeting with a client anyway.
Good grief, what's with the dreary faces, girls?
You were just inviting wrinkles with those friends.
No, Mother, please sit.
Mother, sweet Mother.
Oh, okay.
I have something to tell you.
Honey.
Twins? Oh, no.
Wishful thinking.
Hannah sits down and flips through a folder.
What?
She hands her mother the photo.
So, Douglas had dinner with Vanessa Quinn recently?
Well, I don't think that's a recent photo, and I don't think his name is Douglas. Look at the back.
What? I don't have my glasses, Hannah. What does this say? The man you've been seeing, his name isn't Douglas. His name is Robert Peters.
Dolores puts on her glasses.
Look.
She reads, Robert Peters and me, on the back of the photo.
What are you talking about? This is Douglas.
Hannah looked him up. He's a con man.
He's been working through the Midwest, taking money from people.
He's been arrested twice.
Well, that's not true. Why are you saying that? I printed out his mugshot.
Dolores looks at a paper with Douglas's mugshot. She stands.
Mother, we know how happy you've been.
I believed everything he told me. Everything. Was it just a fool?
No. Mother, you took a chance on love and you showed us that that's important. He is the fool, not you.
And don't you dare blame yourself for one second. This man has made an entire career out of scamming money out of people.
We just need to know if you gave him any money.
No.
I also think he was working with a female partner. I think
just it's stop. I don't want to hear anymore. Not until I slap you.
No.
Lying face.
Mother,
Andrea, she can't go anywhere. She left her.
She'll go after her.
Calm her down.
Mother! No, wait! You can't go after Douglas yet!
Oh, yes, I can. Where are my keys?
You can't go anywhere. You're bolt.
I am ready to explode. I can't just
sit here and do nothing.
Shh, Mother, you're making a scene.
Just calm down.
Let's go inside. Andrea's upset.
I'm so
upset. It's bad for the baby, don't you think? I think we should go inside and calm Andrea down. Take care of your grandbaby, right? How about some cookies?
You both need cookies. Lisa, how about some fabulous fudge cookies for my mother and Andrea? What do you say?
Absolutely.
They just came out of the oven.
They are chocolatey and chewy.
Dolores eats the treat.
Hold on.
What? I'm going to stay here with her. You're going to go talk to Bill and Mike.
Well, I don't think we have enough evidence to go to the police yet.
Yes, we do.
What? What if Vanessa hid that photo on purpose for me to...
Yeah, oh, yay. Oh, good.
Okay, just
happy
go sit
for
down.
You.
1 second, Mother.
Be right there.
If she hid that photo on purpose, that means she was setting Douglas up to take the blame for something that she did.
Oh, but no, I mean, Vanessa, that's her own sister.
Well, she could have hired someone to do it, right? And then she was trying to blame me for it. And then maybe she didn't even know that the gun was Gloria's.
Oh, but then maybe it's Douglas.
Okay, well, if it's Douglas, and he was standing right here with Mother making fun of how the twins don't know how to bake, planning to murder Vanessa, and then he shot Melanie by accident.
But someone's trying to set up Gloria. That's why they sent the message to meet Vanessa.
And why they hid the gun there, knowing that it would be found. Well, that just means I have to go to Douglas's townhouse. I have to find some evidence.
Oh, hold on. No. You are going to leave that for Bill and Mike. That is their job.
You really think Mother can pretend like nothing is wrong for the amount of time it'll take them to actually get a search warrant? And guess what? I don't need a search warrant because I have the keys to his front door.
Hannah, what if he catches you?
Then I'll say that Mother is planning a surprise for him for Valentine's Day.
Okay, but I don't like this.
Neither do I. But we have to make sure the right person ends up in handcuffs.
What's the curb?
Ah! Hi. Sorry.
Hannah runs to her car. She gets out and walks up to the Maple Court building. She walks upstairs and gets keys out. She opens the door and goes in. She closes the door. She looks around. Dolores eats a cookie.
I don't feel very well.
I'm not surprised.
You just ate 10 cookies.
No, it's not that. A cookie never lets you down, Andrea. It's because I've been sitting there thinking about Douglas sitting right over there this whole time, pretending to help clear Hannah's name, and all the while keeping his vile secrets. He's a deceiver.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I am so glad that Hannah is down at that police station right now, and... You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to go down there right now, too, and tell him everything I know.
No, wait, you cannot do that. She is not actually at the police station yet. She is collecting evidence.
Collecting evidence?
Yeah.
Where? Andrea Lynn, where is your sister? And please do not tell me she is at Douglas's townhouse.
Okay, I will not tell you that she's at Douglas's townhouse.
Oh. Well, I'm going to go get her out of there right now.
No, you can't. Hannah has her keys.
What have I always told you girls?
Dolores holds up a key holder.
Hide a key. Ha!
Hannah sets her purse on the counter. She opens a file and takes a photo of a document. She looks on a shelf.
Upstairs now.
Vanessa, whatever you're thinking, you're wrong.
You always have excuses.
Hannah picks up her purse and goes down a hallway.
This is what you always do.
Stop talking.
Just give me a chance.
Just stop.
Vanessa.
Shut up.
Okay, if you just give me a chance to explain.
She ducks into a bathroom. She goes back into the hallway.
It's a little dramatic, don't you think? Talk it over like rational adults.
Oh, we're gonna talk, all right. Sit down, Robert, now.
Vanessa points a gun at Robert.
Got a lot to talk about, don't we, Bobby?
Whatever you're thinking, you're wrong. They arrested Gloria.
Well, that was my first thought when they called me on Sunday. That Gloria was gunning for me and got Melanie by mistake. But then Mike told me that Beretta was found at the cookie jar. The Beretta registered to Gloria.
The gun I found in Neil's safe, the gun I gave you to sell for me. But you didn't sell it, did you, Robert? Kitchen counter. Now move it. You must have known by leaving it there I'd figure out it was you.
No, you were supposed to be on your way to the morgue. Everything pointing at Gloria. Oh, it's perfect.
As soon as I saw her come in the cookie jar, I knew. She was my cover. Just had to get her to the wrong place at the wrong time.
I would be rid of you.
Oh, come on. You begged me to work for you.
And then I told you it was over. We have enough money. I just want to get out. Marry Dolores, but you couldn't take it, could you? You just couldn't take seeing me happy.
We were partners. We had a business deal.
You blackmailed me after what I did for you.
Oh, you made it so easy. You didn't even notice I was recording you smothering Neil with that pillow.
You handed me the pillow. Is any surprise I want to put a bullet in your back?
She points the gun at him again.
You killed my sister.
I was trying for you.
Well, now it's going to be you.
She sets the gun on the counter.
Think you can shoot me just because you got that video? You're out of your mind.
I'm not going to shoot you, Bobby. I'm going to shove this knife.
She holds up a knife in a bag.
Straight into your heart. And guess who it belongs to? Your precious Dolores.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You die, and all the evidence will point to Dolores. I made sure she'd find out who you really are from her daughter. The one Mike can't stop talking about. The one who's so nosy she'll jump into a dumpster.
Vanessa grins and points the gun at him.
I let Hannah find a picture of you and me. Your real name written on it. Saw her chasing her mother down Main Street, file in her hand.
Robert sees Hannah.
I expect Dolores will be here any minute, demanding answers. And she'll find you here, with a knife in your chest. And I'll be outside, calling the police.
Vanessa, you gotta kill me, that's fine. Leave Dolores out.
It's too late. She's already here. Don't move.
No, don't even try!
Hannah!
I have all units 2-1.
Hannah!
Vanessa fires at Robert. Hannah tackles Vanessa.
What in the world?
Mother!
Hannah and Vanessa struggle. Police rush in.
Got it! On your feet! Get her out!
Robert killed my husband and sister! I was crazy with grief!
All right.
No jury will convict me! I didn't do anything!
You know about that, Vanessa.
Hannah!
I am pretty sure the jury is going to want to hear this.
You blackmailed me after what I did for you.
Oh, you made it so easy. You didn't even notice I was recording you smothering Neil with that pillow.
You handed me the pillow.
Easy.
Was it me?
Get her out.
Easy.
Go. Deputy, take her to station now.
Where is Douglas?
He went that way. He was running.
Bill's got it.
You can't let him get away.
It's all right. Bill's got it.
Hannah and Mike stare. Robert runs into a garage. He continues to run. He opens a door and looks up and sees a police officer. Dolores sees him sneaking away. He walks past a police car at the front of the building. Dolores jumps from behind a bush and hits him with a shovel.
That was for Melanie.
Dolores, no. No, I did that for you. For us. So we could be together.
Just stop lying. You're a lowlife and a con man.
No, I'm not. Not anymore. I was, but I wanted to get better for you. Dolores, I love you.
She looks at him longingly.
Dolores, stay there. You okay?
Yeah.
You stay on the ground. All right, we're going off. In 3, 2, 1, up! Hand behind your back.
She shakes her head.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you can afford one, one will be appointed to you. Watch your head.
An officer puts Robert into the squad car.
Let's go.
Andrea and Dolores watch it drive away.
Come here.
They hug. Tears stream down Dolores' face.
Look, it means a lot to me that Melanie is going to have justice, so thank you for not giving up until we had the truth.
I forgot a chance to tell you about Douglas. How did you know to come here?
Why are you always surprised when I know how to do my job?
Mike holds an umbrella as he and Hannah walk together.
Okay, it was you who made me rethink what I thought I knew about Vanessa, which led me to dig a little deeper, which led me to find a mugshot of
Robert Peters.
Right.
You're welcome. Mm. So are you going to scold me for showing up here instead of calling you?
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as I finish the hours of paperwork that I have to do. What do you say, tomorrow night, I take you out for dinner and, of course, the appropriate schooling.
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
So it is.
You're asking me to be your Valentine, right?
Yes, sure. I'll even cut you out a little mini heart out of the construction paper while I'm at it.
Why do I get the feeling that you're not a big fan of Valentine's Day?
No, the day is fine. I just, well, basically, I just want to be with you. I don't need to make a statement, that's all.
See.
Do you? Because I'm not sure that you do.
No, Mike, I understand what you're saying. Is your wife died not that long ago, and you're not ready to make some big statement. I get it.
There they are, those powers of deduction. Look.
He touches her hair as she looks at him.
Well, regardless of what the calendar says, I would love to take you out to dinner tomorrow night.
What do you say?
Hannah looks across the street and sees Norman. Mike looks back at him. Hannah looks at herself in a red dress in a mirror. She leaves the room. She takes a pan out of the oven.
Chocolate chip, sugar, shortbread, lemon bar, ginger snap. A bakery offers its customers so many choices.
She carries it to a table.
Some people know what they want immediately. Some people stand for a long time trying to decide. To those who stand in my shop, trying so hard to figure out what they want, I always say there is no rush.
She lights candles. She smiles and takes off her apron as she goes to the door.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Oh. You too?
Phil had to work.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
Oh, it's lovely, Hannah.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
Thank you. I can dress up.
To the two true loves of my life.
Aww. Thank you, Mother.
Cheers.
Cheers, Andrea.
I wish I could reach you.
Yeah,
long distance.
Don't hurt the baby.
Happy Valentine's Day to
you. Life presents us with choices of all kinds. But as long as we trust our heart to show us the way, eventually we'll be just fine.
Hannah smiles.